This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Boy, I'm of the mishap we had with the Guardians photos, just thank God I wasn't ripping them for celebrating. I was thinking, man.
Oh, that'd be great.
Could you imagine if I would have stood out here? Like, I don't have a problem with celebrating, but you had mentioned, because before the show you had said, like, man, I can imagine if something bad happens in the postseason, mm-hmm. some people are going to start ripping them for celebrating. Because we all in the room thought that they had celebrated a third time for the bye.
But it doesn't matter, because if they do end up losing the ALDS, people outside of Cleveland that do not know that this is a ruse are going to go, and they celebrated this fictitious Ohio Cup thing.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
And so I'm like,
I mean, it's in New York where it'll happen.
But. I'm watching. I go, man, thank God. I'm walking back over there on the other side.
This is the newest version of the litter box in the school.
Enough people believe it.
It doesn't matter that it was fake.
I'm like, if I would have just started and go, you know what? And just went in on them, because people do that. Man, that would have been embarrassing.
And yeah, we look like people have called us boomers for falling for AI-generated photography. I'm like, look at the photography from just how many days ago. They are celebrating like crazy, and they had every reason to. And we had asked yesterday, are they going to celebrate again?
They celebrated twice, so I assume they celebrated again. Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin track the season episode by episode in their podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, including post-game drops after every game. Subscribe to the podcast now, 92.3thefan.com, or on the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's sponsored locally by Smiley One and Brian, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Not to blame Ken Dorsey. Is there a Ken Dorsey problem? Is there too much offense being thrown at Deshaun Watson right now? Is there too much offense being thrown at this offense in general right now? Would be one of the questions here, because things seem to be going rather okay last year. I mean, I can't sit here and ignore an elephant in the room. And I thought to everybody on Monday when we were starting to get some of the complaints about Kevin Stefanski, I go, guys, you know, and I do have a very interesting defense of Deshaun Watson coming up at 8:20. I'm saving it for then. Let me just say this again for the head coach. Isn't it amazing for those blaming the head coach that he's the only coach in the history of the NFL that actually needs bad quarterbacks? Not has to deal with them. Not makes the best of a bad situation, but apparently needs bad quarterbacks. This quarterback's good. He doesn't need a good quarterback. He needs bad quarterbacks. Isn't that amazing to everybody?
Yeah, whether it's Jacoby Brissett, DTR, PJ Walker, Joe Flacco, who was written out of the league, was out of the league. He's been able to have success with all these different guys. And that's just with Cleveland. We could go back, you know, with the Minnesota Vikings. And yet there's one guy he can't work with. What's more likely to be the case? That it's the coach or the quarterback in that situation.
I mean,
come on, guys. Let's use some logic here.
Last year was the proof, and we said it. Like, every game that guy did well, it was going to stick in the minds of all the Browns fans out there. And sure as hell, here we are. And we're starting to say some things that, man, again, if it's not that they can't be on the table. They may eventually be on the table. I'm just going to look at them over in the corner right now and say, I can't bring them to the table yet, because once you do, it's over. Once you make some of these moves that people are talking about, it's all done. And you could say we're just wasting time. Maybe you are one of those people and we will get there, but I can't get to there yet. No, no. 216-474-0092, Tim and Medina. Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Nice to talk to you guys.
Glad to have you, Tim. Go ahead.
I really don't have any questions or anything, but everybody I talk to all says that I must be off my rocker, because I think it's all stemming from management and poor decisions made by them and when you get a football team, it's like a chessboard. You know what your players do. It's the guy in charge. That's the guy that takes the blame, not the guy had the bad day. It's all about repetition and preparing your people before they go out on the field. You start making the same mistakes you've made for 4 years in a row. That's not the new player. That's not the team. That's just my opinion.
So wait, now let me ask you this. I have questions for you, though, Tim. So the point you're making, do you believe that they are just trying to fit a square peg in a round hole with Deshaun Watson, or they're just not getting the right type of play out of Deshaun Watson because they're not accentuating his talents?
Play is only going to come from being put in the proper situation. So if you're the coach and you're not putting your teams into the proper situation, they're not going to be able to perform. Okay. I believe the only reason they didn't bring Flacco back was because he was smarter than everybody else. He didn't need a head coach. I think they got rid of Flacco to spite their face because they spent $250 million.
I mean, had you seen Flacco in his last stop? He needed a lot. He was terrible.
Wow!
And then he was great with the Browns. Well, so what are you talking about?
We've ever had, right?
Wow!
I was only in fourth grade when Bernie Kosar's picture was on the plane dealer. It says he's coming to Cleveland. I remember everything. And since Bernie Kosar, Joe Flacco's the best quarterback we've had.
Yeah, but did you see him with the Jets? Did you see him with the Broncos? Did you see him at the end of the Baltimore?
Yeah, I sure did.
He was terrible. So why was he good last year? Why was he good last year?
He did not fit with our system. He did awesome. 2 years on the couch, and he comes into our system and works with Van Pelt, and he's scoring at will.
Wow.
So he was in the right system.
Nothing. What is that all
I've just
about?
Never heard this theory. It's always been my contention, Tim, that they were not going to bring him back because people had Joe Flacco jerseys and they're not going to sit there and have Joe Flacco on the sideline while people are chanting for Joe Flacco in case the starting quarterback didn't do well. I mean, Tim, it's your contention that Joe Flacco is smarter than all the coaches and they got rid of him, and so maybe you're saying that that's why they got rid of Van Pelt too?
100%, and they needed to fix the mistake they made when they brought Watson here. That's why they got rid of Van Pelt and brought in Dorsey, so they have an scapegoat, someone to blame. That's what it is.
All right,
it's time
Tim.
To pull the curtain back and expose Oz for what he is.
All right, Tim. Thank you very much.
I'm so confused, though. So
I'm not ripping Tim.
So
it's just a different theory.
Wait,
never heard it.
You should be ripping him.
Well,
it's idiotic.
Why?
We know that Joe Flacco was not good for the last 5 years in the NFL. And then he comes to Cleveland, but he's smarter than everybody, and he resurrects everything down the stretch. Or was it that there was a great unity between him and the coaching staff, and they were able to get the most out of that offensive system? All of a sudden, vertical passing game was there. And remember, all this was without Nick Chubb, so it wasn't a perfect system. A perfect system would have had Nick Chubb with them as well.
Like, I don't know. Like, when we always do, like, the whole, who demanded Deshaun Watson? And you and I always go, you guys are looking in the wrong spot. Certain people had to be sold on that idea, but no one wants to listen to us. You and I say that all the time.
Yeah, they'll say everybody was on the same page, but that's likely impossible.
Like, there was a salesmanship going on with very important people in very key positions. We've said that many times over. No one wants to listen to it.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
They just want to blame one person. Well, the person owns a team, so yeah, they always shoulder that blame. But going back to this, it's like, I don't believe any of what Tim just said, but I don't know for sure that that's not the reason. I have a very strong belief that 95% of the reason is not what Tim said, but no one's told me contrary. So
wait, you need somebody to tell you that we don't have a stupid coaching staff? Because that's what he's insinuating, that Kevin Stefanski's a stupid coach, and they needed a genius like Joe Flacco. Guys, Joe Flacco, I cannot stress enough, was not a genius, great quarterback the last 5 years of the NFL. He was terrible. He was horrific. Yet it all came together last year down the stretch. Why? Because Stefanski is a respected play caller, a respected coach in this league. And tomorrow, if he was out of a job, he would be hired.
We're teams.
ASAP. Well, he would have a head coaching job next year.
Let me ask you this, hotshot. Were teams just avoiding and blackballing Joe Flacco because he was making all their coaching staff?
Yes, he was just so much smarter than everybody.
I can't do it with a straight face. I'm sorry. Maybe I should have been mean, but I can't do it. Will in Brunswick. Will, good morning.
Morning, fellas. I kind of agree with the last caller, but kind of don't.
You're going to be mean to Will, too?
You got the dumbest coaches in the history of football,
guess what,
apparently.
Will? Since I wasn't mean to Tim, I got to be real mean to you. So let's get going.
All right. So here's what I'm saying. Like, the Flacco thing is Stefanski was an offensive coordinator for who? Kirk Cousins, who bet on himself and won, right? So Flacco is that quarterback, so he fit into Stefanski's system. Watson does not. They're trying to go around. That's why they change OCs. They're trying to bring somebody in that can move them around. It is not the players. This is all on the head coach. Like one of your other co-hosts in another time slot said, they cannot – You cannot keep doing this to
what offense do you want to see? What is the offense that works for the quarterback that can't read defenses and is clearly a shell of himself from 5 years ago?
I was just curious. When was the last time?
I'm going to repeat the question. What is the offense? What is the offense? No one heard that. So, what is the offense that you would like to see that would work for the quarterback that nobody can hear you? You have no awareness of what you're doing. You're on the phone. I have a louder volume than you, and no one can hear what you're saying.
Wait a minute.
Your wisecracks, nobody is hearing. Can you answer the question again? Wait. What is the offense that would work with this quarterback that can't read a defense and is a shell of himself from 5 years ago? You tell me.
College offense.
Okay.
It's a fast-paced West Coast. Oh, by the way, anyways, if you play Madden every day and you think you know how to read a defense, that's part of the problem. It's not the players. It's the coach.
What is the offense in college you would like to see?
It's a run and gun. That's what. If you watch this last week, when did Watson and the week prior?
Tell me some of the properties of the run and gun offense you would like to see. Give me some of the keys. Give me some of the fundamentals of the run and gun offense.
You have a play caller that calls shotguns nonstop, or you're in a 2-minute offense. What happened when we scored? 2-minute offense. That's not Stefanski. That is a scripted by the whole coaching staff.
The only time they score is in the scripted offense over the last few years with Deshaun Watson. It's the only time they can move the football. It basically, or when they're down three scores and teams clearly let the Browns milk the clock, they don't care. They don't care. It's the only time we can score are the scripted plays. What are you talking about?
That's when we score our touchdowns. How many touchdowns have we scored?
They were down three possessions. That's why they waltzed down the field like every other NFL team. Every NFL team has no problem making games, evening up games when the game is decisive. Everybody knows that. If you watch the league, it's not just 100 blowouts. Teams get back into games all the time. So you're saying the Browns need to run 2-minute offense for 60 minutes, and you think that's a winning formula?
This is a great morning. I love it. So here's the thing. If you look at the rest of the offenses in the NFL over the weeks because they're down, offensive play is down, they're winning and scoring in 2-minute offenses. The only one that's not is Josh Allen. Because
make the whole play out of 2-minute offenses. That's what's going to work these days.
Those are scripted.
And you're accusing me of being a Madden player? What is more likely to have that look like? I haven't played video games in 20 years, by the way. Am I missing something?
Played.
Is Madden that fun?
I don't think Blime has played video games ever since I've known him. Will, thank you very much for the call.
The 2-minute offense, the run and gun 2-minute offense. If that's what you think is going to solve the Deshaun Watson situation, guys, this is doomed.
Why not just have a 1-minute offense?
Well, why 30 seconds? Actually, one play. They scored in one play in 20 seconds.
I hate agreeing
with
him,
guys. Run the 20-second offense.
I want Will to be right, and then he said what he said, and I got to agree with Lima. I'm sorry. I got to agree with Anthony. You can't just script an entire game. You can't do that. That's an impossible thing to do. You can't do it.
If you think that you could run that to shot, he got sacked, what, 8 times in that game?
Yes,
how many times do you think he gets sacked if they just run the college run and gun 2-minute offense for the entire game? How many sacks? 12? 15? He wouldn't make it out alive. Tell you that right now. You got to protect your quarterback a little bit.
I will finally hit it.
Reckless speculation.
I don't know that he would die on the field. I don't know.
He would die afterwards over at the hospital.
Oh, okay.
He would get to the hospital.
Eventually, all of us go. We just hope it's at a hospital. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I get it. We're just going to ignore. We're going to ignore all the things that Stefanski's done well. He's right back to a terrible football coach. We're right back where we were when they beat the San Francisco 49ers and all the same callers are calling up.
You know why we do this.
Could it possibly be Deshaun Watson? Maybe. Maybe. Everyone else outside of Cleveland thinks it's Watson, by the way. Everybody else outside of Cleveland thinks it's the quarterback. But only here do people think it's Stefanski.
You know what? But the reason we do this, and I'll just say this because I know we got to get going here. The reason we do this is because one contract's a hell of a lot easier to get out of than the other one. So we will convince ourselves other things. We will do that.
Kingsbury, is that who you want?
Oh, my God. I'd rather die. I would. You think I feel bad? If they made a move, like if they were going to go, all right, Kevin Stefanski, we're going to let him go, I'd be like, man, that sucks. Them's the breaks. But you know what? It happens. This is the NFL. They brought in Cliff Kingsbury. I might not do the show next day. I might not be able to do the show. I would say things mean-spirited. I don't know if I could actually do it.
Who are the architects around all the college 1 minute, 2 minute offenses that would be on the short list? Because you know they'd have to be another offensive guy. That's who they'd be hiring.
I'd rather have Rich Kotite. I'm not kidding you. I'd rather have Rich Kotite. Rich Kotite would have stood for something and would have done more and would have been responsible for more, not just some abject failure who makes his way up to being a head coach in the NFL like Cliff Kingsbury.
They're going to hire Ryan Day, aren't they? They're going to hire Ryan Day then. He runs a good college offense.
Mitch just yelled, oh, my God, in the other room.